You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you this morning?
I am very good, thank you.
That is very good to hear. What book have you brought us today?
What a brand new release, debut author. This is called Green Dot by Madeline Gray.
Ooh.
She is a former bookseller, actually, hailing from Sydney.
Nice.
And I just really enjoyed it, so I wanted to talk to you guys about it.
Yay.
I would put it in the little bit, and this is not a negative way to say it, of the sad girl genre.
That is definitely a prolific genre at the moment.
Yes, yeah. But no floppy woman on the cover. But it's about a woman called Hera. She's in her mid-20s. She has like around 3 arts degrees. She's never really had a job, and she has to start one.
Yes.
And she ends up being a comment moderator for a media organization.
Wow.
And within this, and you know from the beginning, she is, this is the description or the telling of her spending a lot of her mid-20s having an affair with a married man. So yeah, this older guy, and again, this is a familiar story in these types of books. An older man comes along.
Yeah.
For her, this is quite unusual because she usually dates women, and she's taken in by this man called Arthur, who she soon finds out is married. So there's a bit of a slow burn of this hot, tension before it all happens, and then it's this truly destructive, self-destructive.
Oh dear.
Tale of this guy saying, I'm going to leave my wife for you. But
the cover is so indicative of that. It's a house on fire. So
house on fire with a woman staring at her phone.
Yeah.
And I think when you, so this is the description of what it's called, Green Dot, is you, it's a very online book. How you drop everything around you to suck into this relationship that's not good for you, while telling yourself you could be the person that changes everything.
I could fix him.
Why would you want to read about this?
I was going to say, this sounds so depressing, Jenna,
sad.
But you've come in gushing about it, so I'm sure there's something in there that's worth diving in for.
Well, my very first observation as soon as I started reading, it was very funny, and even though the main character is called Hera, and I don't think this influenced me, it made me think of as if Hera Lindsay Bird, New Zealand poet, wrote a novel, this would be in a similar style of writing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys read her columns.
I'm obsessed with her spin-off column.
Spin-off.
It's like, I, if it could just ping into my inbox, I would read it immediately. It's so funny and so heartwarming as well. It's great.
So that turn of phrase that she has really reminded me of the writing in this. It's goes down these unknowing paths, but the notes are just on, like the way that you relate to how she describes something, but it's so fresh.
Yes.
And then using a lot of Australian, and therefore by proximity at New Zealand, colloquialisms and references. And it's caught at the eye of some big cheeses in the UK. So Caitlin Moran, Elizabeth Day have gushed about this book, and Pandora Sykes described it as like Fleabag. So think of this. So I started reading it, and I spent the rest of the weekend just sucked in watching this dumpster fire, reading this dumpster fire, but very funny, and captures a very specific time in someone's life. And I think you could recognize some people in this
sounds great. For me personally, I'm interested in reading this because in the you know, big quote marks around sad girl genre that we're talking about here, with love towards that genre as well, there are the kind of there's sort of in my mind two types that you get the quite like languid languishing type, and then you get the sort of explosive drama type, and I find the languishing ones very hard to stick with. But I do love, if you're saying it's like Fleabag and it's got that sort of chaos spiral energy to it, that is so compelling to read, you know, even though you're like, why are you doing this? It's so stressful. But
and you're like, I shouldn't like you, but I do like you. You're annoying me, but I still like you.
Yeah.
So, and I think there's a lot of sad girl books that are trying too hard to be like other sad girl books, where I think Madeline Gray has her own unique voice in there. And if you enjoyed Sorrow and Bliss by Meg Mason, a New Zealander that's done really well, this sits within that in a great way, but it's got this, yeah, it really captures that online thing, being really addicted to your phone and like, when you're not hearing from someone, you're still on your phone just waiting for the green dot to appear.
Yes.
And so it could feel quite real.
Oh, yikes. I'm excited about this, though. I'm also interested in asking about, you've got lots of Christmas covers coming in at the moment. What are the cover trends at the moment? Because you're always very good at spotting them, Jenna.
Yes.
As you said, a lot of sad girl books have had women sort of flopped on the cover for about the last 5 years. What are we moving into now?
Yeah, that was last year. What I'm noticing, and this is interesting because I just gave a talk on this to some designers a few weeks ago, I'm noticing covers that will look really good online and they have almost like an emoji-like quality to them. So did I review Yellowface on?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
So Yellowface just has, it's bright yellow and has two eyes on it. And there's this book called The List, which just has an actual emoji on it. It's purple with an emoji in the middle. So they're very like TikTok-y or meme-worthy covers.
Yes.
And then last year we saw a lot of pink, and this year we're seeing heaps of orange.
Orange.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I feel like there was something else, but I can't think of it fast enough. But yeah, I love talking about covers. I think it's really fun.
I love to get a trend report about what's coming into the bookshop. What is the deal with this one? Is it on the shelves now?
Yes, it is on the shelves now. It's $37, and I think it'll be a great read for Christmas, for sure.
Fantastic.
This
reminder.
This is what we're thinking of, summer reads.
Summer reads.
We're on the vibe now.
As soon as the sun comes out, give me a book and cancel all my plans. Yeah.
We just moved from winter reads to summer reads. It is Green Dot, Madeline Gray, published by Allen and Unwin, on the shelf now at Time Out.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you soon.
You're welcome.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.